clamorous mystic east, out of the desert burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. Through the crunch of the camel's padded feet, meet the purple glow of starlit skies, four travelers in light caravan meet, and their quest for earthly paradise. A sign on the mystic scroll of fate, the moving finger writes in gold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait. Kismet is written. Let the tale be told. Omar, the Wizard of Persia.
Henry Mason, a wealthy importer of jewels, owns an emerald to which a curse is attached. Omar, the Wizard of Persia, tells Mason that unless he returns the jewel to its original owner, the curse will not be removed. The Masons set out for the Orient. Omar encourages or warns Mason by means of mystic bells, the meaning of which is given in the mystic scroll in the American's possession. On the train to New York, a mysterious stranger shadows them. The last episode closed as Mason and Jerry, his daughter's sweetheart, hear Mrs. Mason scream.
Let me through! Let me through! It's my wife, I tell you! Let me through! And Martha! Martha! Martha, what's the matter, dear? What's happened?
Mother, are you all right? Oh, Henry. Henry, I'm so glad you're here.
But tell me, Martha, what's happened?
I was just dropping off to sleep when it happened.
Yes, dear. But what was it? What was it?
Oh, a long hand.
What?
Yes, it came through the curtains of my berth. A long, hairy, brown hand. Oh,
you must have been dreaming, Martha.
I wasn't dreaming, Henry. I saw it as plainly as I see you.
Martha, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. But the hand was closing about your throat. I guess you'd be sure.
But, little dear, why would anybody want...
Oh, why would anybody want to do any of the things that have been done to us? Oh, this horrible trip. Henry, I can't stand much more of this.
Now, my dear, calm yourself. Your nerves are taut, that's all. Now, we've got to find the man who's been trying to... Martha, was there anything about this hand to identify it? A ring, perhaps, or...
Do you think that... Well, yes. Yes, there was. On the wrist, there was a scar.
A scar?
Yes, a jagged purple scar. Oh, Henry... Henry, what are you going to do?
I'm going to look through this train to find this man with a jagged purple scar on his wrist.
Daddy!
Oh, Henry, you can't do that.
Why can't I? You think I'm going to sit back and let this sort of thing go on?
Henry, you simply can't leave me alone. I won't have it. Things are bad enough without your trying to get yourself murdered.
Daddy, I think Mother is right. Every time we separate, something seems to happen.
But I've got to do it, Cynthia. I've got to put a stop to this. Now, let's not stand here in the aisle arguing. Where's Jerry?
Why? Where is Jerry? I thought he came here ahead of us when Mother screamed. Hey, Daddy, do you suppose?
Honey, he must have seen something. He wouldn't run off like that otherwise.
Oh, thank heavens. Here he comes. Jerry, where have you been?
Don't worry, Mr. Mason. I've got him.
You what?
Jerry? You mean the man with the scar?
Scar?
Yes, Mother saw his hand. There was a jagged purple scar on his wrist.
Well, I don't know about the scar, but I think I've got the right one. I need your help, Mr. Mason. Will you come with me?
Henry, Jerry, where are you going?
Now, Martha.
Oh, Henry, you stay right here. Henry, I won't be left alone.
I'm coming too.
Cynthia,
You stay here with your mother.
But, Dad, Jerry, what are you going to do?
Darling, can't you understand? There's no time to be lost. We've got to act quickly. Come along, Mr. Mason.
All right, let's go.
Henry, Henry. Oh, he'll be killed. I know he'll be killed. Cynthia, stop him. Stop him.
Sure you've got the right man?
Let's not talk in here, Mr. Mason. Wait until we get to the car ahead.
All right, Billy. Now, Jerry, what is it?
You notice this car is empty?
Why? What he is. Porter hasn't even made up the berth. Aren't there any passengers in here at all?
That's what I wondered when I ran in here after hearing Mrs. Mason scream.
In here? But why did you do that, Jerry? You must have seen something.
Yes, I did. I saw a man running in here. So I followed him.
Did you get a good look at him?
No, I just got a flash as he went through the door. I couldn't tell much about him except that he was dark-skinned. Of course, he was dressed like an American, but I'm almost sure he's a foreigner.
Yeah, I expected that. Well,
you see that third compartment? Well, just as I got in here, I saw that door close.
You mean that you think he's still in there now?
I'm positive.
Well, we'll soon find out. What? Do you hear anything?
Not a sound. That's funny, but I'm sure he's in there.
Well, if he's in there, we'll get him out. Better be on your guard, Jerry.
Ready? If I can only get my hands on this bird, I'll... We'd better try rushing the door, Mr. Mason.
Open this door! Confound you! Open this door, I say!
Great heavens! That sounds like Mrs. Mason.
Well, I'll be... Why? You!
What is the meaning of
this? Well... You see...
What do you mean by this outrage?
Why, we beg your pardon. You see, we thought...
Wait a minute, Jerry. I know this woman.
What did you say, Mr. Mason?
I said I know this woman. She's a Persian. A woman called Zaidi.
You are mistaken, my friend. I do not know you.
Well, I know you, Madam Zaidi. I haven't forgotten my visit to your house in Shiraz.
Shiraz?
Yes. And there's one room that I particularly remember. A room with an iron door.
What are you speaking? You must be mad. I have never seen you before in my life. Never.
Yes, of course you'd say that. I wouldn't expect you to recognize someone you had tried to murder.
Murder? This is all a lie.
Oh, no, it isn't. And you know it. If anyone is lying, Madam Tidy, it's you. You know you stole my jewels. You tried to kill me. And now I find you here on a train that takes me back to Shiraz. You want me to tell you why you're here, Madam Tidy?
How can it matter to me what you say? I do not know you, I tell you.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because of that emerald. You'd still like to know where it is, wouldn't you?
You're mad, I tell you. I do not know what you mean, I...
Mr. Mason, I think I've got it.
Why, what do you mean, Jerry?
See that door?
Yes. Well, what about it?
It's a connecting door. Opens into the next compartment. I think they've switched compartments.
I see.
This man with the scar. He's in there, in that other compartment.
No, there is no one there.
Well, you may be right, Jerry. Let's try it anyway. The door's locked. We'll have to crush it.
Right you are, sir. Here it goes.
There is no one there. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
He got away.
Yes, he got away while this woman delayed us. That was clever of you, Madam Sidey.
I told you there was no one there.
Well, he can't go very far.
He's still on this train. And we'll find him. And as for you, Madam Tidy, I think the police at our next stop will be a little interested in you.
The police can do nothing to me. It's only your word against mine. You have no proof.
Mr. Mason, look at this.
What is it, Jerry?
A little ebony box inlaid with jade.
Yes. See. Curious, isn't it?
Should I open it, Mr. Mason?
Curious, isn't it?
Should I open it, Mr. Mason? There might be something there. Some sort of a clue as to who this fellow is.
You do not dare.
Ah. So there's something in it that you don't want us to see.
It's a crime for which you will be punished.
Coming from you, Madam Zidy, that sounds rather amusing.
Yes, Jerry. I think you'd better open it. It might help us. All right, Mr. Mason, I will. If I can find the spring.
Wait, Jerry. Wait.
Help. His man has gone mad.
Are you ill, Mr. Mason?
Quiet, Jerry. It's the bells. The mystic bells of Omar.
Bells? I hear no bells.
Quiet.
Two. One. Four. Two. One. Four.
I'll be right back, Jerry. I've got to find out what the message is.
Go ahead, Mr. Mason. In the meantime, I'll have this box open.
Don't touch that box, I tell you.
Who's going to stop me?
Don't open it, you fool. You'll regret it.
I've had about enough of that now.
Jerry, where are you?
Here I am, Mr.
The message is death lies within. Where are you, sir?
Keep away. Don't touch it.
Jerry, look out. It's a snake. A desert snake. The poisonous viper of the east. Jerry. Jerry. Oh.
Jerry Martin. Don't fail to hear the next episode in this thrilling story.